The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And today's program will focus on a couple of performances that are going to be happening at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. It's a bar, and they often have, well, very regularly have music going on there, live music going on. And I'm looking actually at the schedule for the coming week plus. And there's something there tonight, there's something there tomorrow and Thursday, and a couple things actually on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and continues on from there. Lots of music, lots of jazz this week, as a matter of fact. And on today's program, we'll be having two faculty members from the University of Illinois Jazz Program, Chip McNeil and Chip Stevens on sax and piano, respectively. And also Matt Hughes is with us on the bass. They'll be playing at the Iron Post tomorrow, I believe. And then on Thursday, it's a duo of students in the jazz program. Young Kim plays guitar, and Jonathan Beckett is a flute and sax player, and they're going to be joining us on the second half of our show. So lots of live jazz on Live and Local today here on FM 90.9. We'll be right back. That was a tune called, actually has a wonderful tune name, If I Only Had Seven Giant Brains. It's performed by the University of Illinois Concert Jazz Band from their recent CD called Free Play, composition by Glenn Wilson, who's on faculty at the University of Illinois in the jazz program, arranged by one of the students who is in the ensemble, Scott Ninmer, actually one of a couple of Ninmers in the ensemble I saw. And this is many of, if not most, of the tunes on these two CDs in this set were either composed or arranged by members of the Concert Jazz Band, which is really kind of cool. And we have here on today's show five musicians who are going to be playing with us during the course of the hour, two of whom are on faculty at the U of I, and three of whom either are or have been, I think they all are or have been, students in the jazz program. Chip McNeil is the director of the Concert Jazz Band and head of the program, and he's with us on tenor sax.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
And Chip Stevens is on faculty, and he's with us on keyboards.
Indeed.
Indeed. And Matt Hughes has been or are still in the program on the bass.
I'm currently a candidate for a DMA.
Doctor of Musical Arts degree in the jazz studies. Thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And the impetus is kind of all the gigs happening at the Iron Post in Urbana this week and next, including yours with another player or two tomorrow night there at 7 o'clock. And then on the second half of our show, we'll be having a duo who are going to be at the Iron Post Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, Young Kim and Jonathan Beckett playing guitar. And I'm not sure if Jonathan's bringing his sax or his flute or both. We will find out. To be seen.
Well, we taught him to play everything, didn't we, Chip?
That's right. We taught him everything he knows.
From scratch. Yeah?
From scratch, right.
Although that does raise kind of a question. Most, or should I even say any jazz sax player worth anything at all should be able to play multiple saxes and probably flute and maybe even clarinet.
Well, these days, well, it has been for a long time, you need to what we call double. Yeah. And clarinet and flute are typical doubles of the saxophone. And a lot of saxophonists, like me, started on clarinet. Actually, I started on piano, but my first woodwind was clarinet. So years ago, most saxophonists did start on clarinet just for training because the teachers, there weren't really jazz saxophone teachers out there, per se.
Were there jazz clarinet teachers, or they would start
classical
clarinet?
Classical clarinet. Most of us started playing in orchestras and that kind of thing, you know, just for the literature and all that. And some started as flute players. There are more and more now that did the same route and went classical flute, started with that, and then switched to the saxophone. Fingerings are similar. As Chip says, we just have to wiggle our fingers fast,
yeah, right.
And it sounds good.
And is that somehow different from what you do at the piano?
Well, I mean, I got to cover a lot
I've seen
more.
You wiggle your fingers fast there.
Thank you, Kevin. I mean, I got to cover a lot more distance to do the same thing that Chip does just by pushing down a few keys over there. And I'm trying to be funny, actually. But it's not that the saxophone is easy.
It's just that it's easier than the piano.
Yes.
Indeed.
Arguable. I say yes.
No. And then there's the bass, and you guys.
Well, I have to cover a lot more distance than Chip does over here on the piano just to get an octave.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't. Oh, for an octave? Well, that's true. Yeah, you have to spread. You can't spread your hand an octave.
Well, an octave, for instance, on this instrument is about 20 and a half inches. On the string covers an octave.
So you've measured this in order to make this
well,
point?
Well, I know that from here to here it's 42.
And here to here in this case is gone
from the nut of the instrument to the bridge of the instrument is 42 inches. So if you divide it in half, it's actually exactly 21 inches for the octave on the bass.
There you go. And Chip, you can...
I'm happy for you. Then.
You can do an octave in the
We're
space
of
your
you.
Hand, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
All right. Well, before we get into much more of a spitting contest here, maybe we should hear you guys play some music.
You know, if you actually looked at the saxophone, it's more than
oh, here we go.
From here to here to cover it. So I really, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but you can get both hands on there.
That's right.
What do you want to start with?
Well, we thought we'd play a little music in the spirit of the holidays since we're here. And
why not?
Give a little holiday wish out to everybody. This is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, everybody. Chip McNeil on the tenor sax, Chip Stevens on the piano, and Matt Hughes on the bass. And Matt, I've got to come to Chip Stevens' defense here. I saw you do an octave with one hand.
I exaggerate a little bit sometimes to make a point.
Never.
Of course you can.
But you had to cross two strings to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. But still.
I'm sure I could find a way to make it sound really difficult.
Yeah. Actually, you made that sound really easy. I mean, the whole I love the solo bit in there. And Chip always, both Chips, but Chip Stevens always love hearing Where You Go with all the harmonies on the keyboard.
Thank you.
Nice job. So you're going to be, along with drummer Matt Enders and possibly another guest or two, at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. And will y'all be mixing in some Christmas tunes with some
Sure we'll play some more holiday-type music for sure. It's the season, so it's always fun to drag them out and dust them off a little bit and play and get into the spirit a little bit. So hopefully
once a year, right?
That's right. That's right. It only comes around one time a year, so this is our chance.
Well, and for those folks who say, I've already had enough Christmas music in the stores. Nice thing about jazz renditions of Christmas tunes is you hear the tune a couple of times and then who knows where they go.
They're always different, just like every time we play. There's no two versions that are alike. Hopefully that's the kind of one of the goals, I suppose, all the time. We try to be creative with them and do something a little different. So
that's the nature of jazz.
Exactly.
Nothing. Well, there's not a note of music written in front of these guys right here. So
that's right.
Whatever pops in their head. And yes, it's radio. And yes, I know, we could be lying.
You're assuming,
but in fact, we're not. Oh, well, I'm not assuming anything at all. I'm just saying there's no music in front of you.
Right on.
You don't have to be able to read it. Yeah. Coming back to this disc by the Concert Jazz Band, I'm about a year late, it seems like, or maybe not, in even talking about this, because I know it's been out for a while yet. But it is kind of a neat thing that so many of the compositions are by students in the program. Was that part of the point when you did this?
Exactly. It's always actually been part of the point. I mean, since I've come here, one of the life breathing things into any program, into jazz itself, into the music, is always to get writing out there, new writing. And so I've encouraged it from the very beginning, as has Chip and all the faculty. We try to get everybody writing. In fact, this past year, one of his groups, and a couple of different groups from the combo side of things, sent some things in a downbeat. We had a lot of student award winners for their writing, along with the playing. So we try to do it at all levels. I mean, it just happened to be, in this case, it's for big band. Most of the charts that are on that CD were written basically for classes. I teach the jazz arranging classes, and a lot of them were just assignments, and they turned out very well. And so we ended up recording them. That's whether it's an arrangement or an original piece. There's about 75%, I think, on there is original things, and then the other 25 are arrangements of standards. Even the vocal tunes, those are arrangements.
And let's talk a little bit about either the formal or informal arrangement you have with the Iron Post. I don't know what it is, but I know that very often I see U of I jazz band so-and-so going to be playing at the Iron Post. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's combo. It might say the Stevens combo, which usually means the combo that's coached by you.
Right.
Do you just communicate with Paul Wirth and say, hey, I want to send these guys over, or do you have any formal
Well, from the very, almost since I've gotten here, Paul has been really kind and generous to accepting and having jazz in the Post on a regular basis. And so we worked out a schedule a long time ago that we just adjust from semester to semester. Usually what I'll do is send him what works. I'll talk to our faculty guys and the guys that are directing and coaching the groups and try to get our schedule together. And then I will kind of assign the groups every Thursday evening during the two semesters, fall and spring semester, is really our official kind of time. Mm-hmm. And we'll take that evening and one of our jazz groups will play, whether it's a combo or one of the big bands, or Latin jazz ensemble. We have 17 different ensembles. So it works out great because it's basically a 15-week semester. So we double up on one or two of them, and we're able to get all the groups in playing there every Thursday. And we've been going with that now pretty steadily for 6 or 7 years at least.
Yeah, Paul's been really terrific to the program and given many of our students an outlet to play because, the reality is, I mean, when I was young, not that I'm an octogenarian, although I feel like it today.
Soon to be a quintengenarian.
No. Quintengenarian, yes. You know, there was hotel gigs, and you do, some of the hotel gigs that I had when I was young, I mean, they lasted for 3 years. And now you walk into a hotel and they have a Yamaha disc clavier, and there's no one sitting there.
Right.
Yeah. And there's just not the places to play. And so Paul has been terrific about giving our students an opportunity and a place. And and the piano there is really nice. We picked that out a few years ago.
Right. That was a big plus.
Yeah.
Paul was great and helpful in getting that. And Chip also. We went out and looked at some pianos and were able to work it out so we could get one in there, you know, because it really benefits our students to have the piano there. And it's great, I think, for Paul, too. He can have other people in there. And I know he's made use of that piano since we've had it there quite a bit. So that's really a great fun.
Well, it's a great opportunity for them. And of course, anytime I see somebody playing over there, if we happen to be able to get you all to come in here, and hopefully the point is get people out to hear the live music. Right.
Sure, please come on out. It's the holidays. If you're just sitting at home and there's not much going on, or you're shopped out before Christmas here, it's a perfect time. You can take a little break on a Wednesday evening. It's not too busy. We'd love to see you out there. We'd love to have you there. That's part of the fun for us, is interacting with the audience and playing things that you like to hear. I mean, this is about as open as it is for us. I mean, we take requests. So we're open to playing pretty much anything on this one particularly. So,
well, let's have you go out with another short one. I'm going to go out and check, make sure our next guys are here, and then we'll roll them in. And
well, we'll do another holiday one. This one I'm sure everybody knows. There's kind of an interesting little quick story, but in this one it was co-written by the great jazz musician and singer, drummer, Mel Torme, and actually this tune, believe it or not, I'm sure everybody will know it, it's entitled The Christmas Song, but it was actually written in the middle of the summer in a hot, sweaty apartment in New York.
I didn't know that.
Yes, that's the truth behind the song.
I knew what the song was going to be, but I didn't know that tune.
Well, we'll play our version of The Christmas Song for you.
Thank you.
Nice. Chip McNeil on the tenor sax, Chip Stevens on the keyboard, and Matt Hughes on the bass. They're going to be playing with drummer Matt Enders and perhaps other colleagues tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. And then we have coming up in just a couple minutes here, as soon as we can get our microphones switched around, the Kim Beckett Duo, who will be at the Iron Post on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. And on tomorrow's show, we'll be having another fellow who's going to be at the Iron Post three times this week, Keith Harden. Actually, I'm twice this week. He'll be in Rantoul tonight. Make sure I'm not even reading this right. He's going to be in our community three times tonight, at tomorrow night at, in Rantoul at the TNT Lounge, Clark Bar Thursday, and then the Iron Post on Friday. Keith Harden be here solo playing guitar and maybe even singing a song or two, along with Julie Byler of The Corral. They're giving their annual New Year's Eve concert at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign, and she'll give us a preview on tomorrow's Live and Local. You're listening to 90.9 FM Urbana.
The holidays are a busy time. Decorating, shopping, traveling to visit with family or friends. WILL is there too, keeping you informed and entertained as you wind down this year. Your tax-deductible gift right now helps ensure that the news and music services you depend on are there for you in 2012. Take a moment now to make a tax-deductible gift online at willpledge.org. And thanks.
Thank you.
We heard another tune from the University of Illinois Concert Jazz Band, their CD called Free Play, that was made just last year and out earlier this year, I believe. The tune was written by their the first alto sax player who was in the band at the time, Brian Kroc. It's called Yes, It's True, and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. My next guests are members of, I think you guys are both in the the doctoral program in jazz at the University of Illinois. Young Kim is on guitar, and Johnny Beckett on flute and sax. They're going to be playing as the Kim Beckett duo at the Iron Post on Thursday evening, starting at 6 o'clock. And I gather from hearing you guys warm up just a little bit right now that you're going to do at least some holiday tunes in the mix of what's going on that evening.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Thanks for coming in, first of all.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
Have you played as a duo for a while, or is this a new thing, or how did you get together?
We've known each other since the summer of 2007. We first met playing with a bass player named Paul Musser, who had a band called Hippus Campus, kind of a jazz band. And we met playing in that group, and we've been playing duo almost ever since. We've played the last three Jazz Walk events at the Meadowbrook Park in Urbana.
Oh, for the Park District.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've been playing together for over 3 years now.
So you should sound highly sophisticated and a well-oiled machine.
Undoubtedly.
Sure.
But you don't get to play Christmas music all year long.
That's true.
Yeah. So what do you want to start with?
We'll start with Angels We Have Heard. Mm-hmm.
Young Kim, the Kim Beckett duo here on Live and Local. Thank you. Johnny Beckett on the flute and Young Kim on the guitar. They're going to be playing at the Iron Post in Urbana Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, and they're here live in our studio on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And we were talking earlier with Chip McNeil about the necessity for sax players in jazz to double, and here you are doing exactly that, and you brought along your soprano. Do you cover all the other saxes as well?
Well,
Some of them?
Sometimes, I mean, not really half-jokingly, but sometimes I say if you play one, you play them all, because pretty much all saxophones are laid out the same. The fingerings are exactly the same.
Keys are different, though.
The keys are different a little bit.
Two different ones.
A little bit different. Yeah, I mean, the soprano is exactly an octave higher pitch than a tenor sax, and the alto saxophone is exactly an octave higher pitch than the baritone saxophone. Those are E-flat instruments, which means that a concert E-flat, if you hit a E-flat on the piano, then that's a C on the alto or baritone saxophone. And the soprano and tenor are B-flat, so which means that if you hit a B-flat on the piano, that's a C on either the tenor or the soprano.
And the flute is just a flute.
Flute is just a flute. C-flute.
The guitar is just a guitar. So it can be whatever key you want it to be in, right?
Pretty much. With the capo, it makes difference. But.
Yeah. Do you play both electric and acoustic?
Yeah, I have four different guitars. I just use it whenever it depends on what sounds good. You know, like if I'm playing with a bigger band or quartet or something, I would rather use electric guitar so that I can volume up a little more. But then in this kind of situation, I'd rather have either acoustic guitar or, hollow body sound that has a little more blending sound with the acoustic instrument.
So what do you call the one that you're holding? It looks like sort of a halfway between the two.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. People say semi-hollow body guitar or archtop guitar. That's the name of this kind of guitar.
But it is an electric guitar.
It's got electric
pickups and all that
exactly.
stuff on it.
Yeah. But it has the chamber inside that has that acoustic sound. It's blending with the electrically amplified sound. So.
On your gig on Thursday, will you be mixing in the Christmas tunes or holiday tunes with other kinds of things?
You're
yes. planning to.
Yeah.
And when the chips were leaving, Chip McNeil says, hey, if you guys want to come play with us on Wednesday, come play. Are you going to invite people to join you or probably not on Thursday?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's only a duo, so there's plenty of room for expansion, especially for, a bass player.
That's true.
Or anybody. I think it's important to take advantage of the season to play these kind of tunes and exploit different treatments of them. Different harmonizations, different feels. It makes it a little bit interesting and to stay in the holiday spirit as well as playing the music that's appropriate for the season. So
right. So you won't be singing any of these tunes.
We're gonna invite Paul Wirth up to sing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I don't think
Paul Wirth's the guy that runs the Iron Post. I know he plays French horn or did. I don't know if he does any jazz or not. But what do you got next in the short book there?
We're gonna do a kind of a bluesy arrangement of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
All right. Thank you. Kim Beckett Duo, Young Kim on the guitar, Johnny Beckett on the sax, here on Live and Local, live in our studio on FM 90.9. I want to mention some of the other events going on over the next couple of days in our listening area. At the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock, the Parkland Early Jazz Ensemble is playing. David Howie is a singer-songwriter, going to be at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Danville this evening at 6:30. Denise LaGrassa is at the Doubletree in Bloomington this evening at 5. Also in Bloomington, it's Carl Bopp playing jazz at Jim's Steakhouse. That's this evening at 7 o'clock. And mentioned already, of course, Chip McNeil, Keith Harden, Surreal Deal play the blues at DR Diggers in Champaign tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock. Ed Anderson and Chicago Farmer are at Six Strings Club in Bloomington tomorrow evening at 7. And it's the weekly traditional Irish music session at Bentley's Pub in Champaign, 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Support for our show comes also from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the series collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. And the Kim Beckett Duo again be at the Iron Post Thursday evening at 6. And what would you guys like to take us out with?
We're going to do Let It Snow.
Let It Snow. Well, I don't know what the prospects are of that. You know, we're talking about 50s and 40s for the next several days, but maybe if you play the tune often enough, it'll happen.
Hope so. Yes.